welcome to the Pearl of Great Price podcast. It's the 6th of January, and on this day in Christian history, we go back to the year 1893 and to North America. Today, the Washington National Cathedral was chartered by Congress, and the charter was signed by President Benjamin Harrison. A Christian building is designated as a cathedral when it is the base of a presiding bishop, whose seat, the cathedra, is physically present in the building, usually on the sanctuary. This seat is a symbol of the bishop's authority, often when presiding over liturgies, but in Catholic theology, ex cathedra also symbolizes the apostolic teaching authority, specifically reserved to the Apostolic College and the Pope. Glastonbury Abbey provided stone for the bishop's formal seat, the cathedra in Washington, and the pulpit was carved out of stones from Canterbury Cathedral. The National Cathedral stands at Massachusetts and Wisconsin Avenues in the northwest quadrant of Washington, a beautiful white neo-Gothic building. It would become the seat of both the presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church and the bishop of the Diocese of Washington. Dedicated to the saints Peter and Paul, it is the third largest church building in the United States and the fourth tallest structure in Washington, D.C. And construction began in 1907 when the foundation stone was laid in the presence of President Theodore Roosevelt. And although it was officially completed in 1990, some minor decorative work was ongoing. From its earliest days, the cathedral has been promoted as more than simply an Episcopal cathedral. It is considered to be a national shrine and a venue for great services. State funerals for four American presidents have been held at the cathedral, memorial services for the victims of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, and also for Nelson Mandela and Neil Armstrong, have also been held at the cathedral. It was from the Canterbury pulpit in the cathedral that the Reverend Martin Luther King delivered his final Sunday sermon on March 31, 1968, just a few days before his assassination. The cathedral basement was intentionally flooded during the Cuban Missile Crisis to provide emergency drinking water in the event of a nuclear war. And there are many works of art, including over 200 stained glass windows, including the space window, which remembers mankind's landing on the moon and includes a fragment of lunar rock at its centre. Numerous grotesques and gargoyles adorn the exterior of the building, and one of the most famous is the Darth Vader grotesque, which is high on the northwest tower. Three services are held there each weekday, including the daily Eucharist. Sunday through Thursday, the cathedral choirs sing evensong, and in its role as a house of prayer for the nation, the cathedral also has been a temporary home to several congregations, including a Jewish synagogue and an Eastern Orthodox community. In 2007, a four-level, 430-car underground parking garage was opened, and it was ranked third on the list of Americans' favourite architecture by the American Institute of Architects. That's all from the Pearl of Great Price podcast today. If you'd like to know more about anything in today's podcast or the construction of cathedrals, email the show on pogppod@gmail.com or visit our webpage at pogp.net. And thank you today for Michael Chopin for the organ music. Have a lovely day, whatever you are.